Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do these words from the prophet Isaiah make you uncomfortable? The picture of the potter and the clay is not how we normally look at life. We don't want to think that we are being molded by someone else. Rather, we like to call the shots. We like to believe that we are in control. We would much prefer that others bend to our will rather than the other way around. Deep down, there is a stubbornness in each of us. We have a certain idea of how things should go. When someone has other ideas, we tend to dig in our heels and push forward with our own thing, regardless of the damage it may cause. To such stubborn hearts, God speaks. He says that we have it all wrong. God wants to work on us. It is His will that matters, not ours. He wants to form us and mold us to His will. Too often we fight God's working in our lives. Thankfully, Jesus never stubbornly fought against God's will. He was always more than ready to serve in whatever way the Father called Him to serve, even when that meant going to die on the cross for sins He had never committed. Imagine if Jesus had dug in His heels and stubbornly fought God's plan for Him. We all would be in eternal trouble. Instead, we rejoice to know that Jesus submitted to the Father's will and earned our salvation through His life, death, and resurrection. Jesus was perfectly willing to serve us as our Savior. That same loving Lord seeks to form you and make you a blessing to others. God will continue to work on you and mold you as you read and hear His Word in the Bible. Isn't it exciting to think about what He might make of you? Dear Father in heaven, You are the potter. I am the clay. Help me to willingly serve You in my life as You mold me into the humble servant You want me to be. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.